We're back. All right. Dopathon 82. Rick is still rolling. Keep that phone line hot. We need your money and your pledges. Okay. Ow! Okay, we have a very special guest drop by the studio now. He's going to come out and say hi to you. Let's have a big warm welcome for a three-time U.S. Open International Masturbation Champion. Here he is, Harry Palms. Ow! Ow! Harry Palms. Let's have a big warm welcome for him, huh? Harry, I'm glad to have you on the show. Hey, fantastic. Hey, nice of you to come by. Ow. Ow. Ow, ow, ow. Well, that's quite a grip you have there, Harry. Fantastic. You're a graduate of St. Agnes All Boys Catholic High School, isn't that right? Fantastic. And you just come back from Russia where you competed in the giant jerk, huh? The World Championships, and you came in first and third this year, huh? Fantastic. Woo! Get a hold of yourself, Harry. We're on TV. Ow! Yeah. Good for the skin. So anyways, ow! Harry, you've been an innovator in the field of thumpology. You've done such things as introduce speed shifting, around the hump, the white knuckler, over-the-shoulder boulder holder, and this year you introduced a brand new hold. What is it? Ow!
This year I just grab it in both hands, you know, and beat it against my forehead.
Fantastic! That's using your head. Ow! Okay, well, where do you go from here?
I go back to the hotel room and practice.
Oh, always practicing, huh? What's your next competition?
Next is I go to Hong Kong for the Fist of Fury tournament.
Well, good luck, because we know you'll be in there pulling for us. All right, Harry Palms. Ow, let's hear it for him. Ow.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Hirsch, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, man.
That was interesting.
You know what that was?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
That's Cheech and Chong.
I would say it sounded like it, but I was like...
From Still Smoking, like 19... What the fuck was Still Smoking? 1981?
It is. I need to go fucking watch that again.
For whatever reason, when I opened up YouTube, like We Might Recommend, had them now. They have the We Recommend. Oh. Oh, he's trying the new Beast. The Monster Beast.
What is that?
As the white one. What's it called?
The Beast. White Haze.
White Haze.
What is that flavor?
And I got the Scary Berry. Ooh.
What is that? It's a weird flavor. I don't think I've ever tasted it.
I don't know, but that's fucking fantastic. That's fucking... We might have to do a COVID share.
I mean, it's not bad, but I'm just, it's a very...
I'd heard it tastes like the ultra-white, like sugar-free monster one.
I've never had the ultra-white sugar-free monster.
I don't think I have either, to be honest with you. But they had their recent stand-up live at Gotham or whatever, and I was like, well, that's cute, but we don't have 8 minutes.
That's amazing.
But I haven't watched... Cheech and Chong in fucking forever, and
I haven't either, but I mean it was one of those things as you were playing it, I'm like, it sounds like Cheech and Chong, that's what it sounds like, but it's been a long time. I need to go back and watch those movies.
Yeah, I watch that one probably once a year. It's to be honest, it's kind of up there next to Blazing Saddles for me.
Yeah,
still Smoking. Up and Smoke is good. What Nice Dreams is okay. Corsican Brothers gets kind of dumb. What Born in East LA is fucking amazing, but
Born in East LA is the one.
But
of the,
that's not a Cheech and Chong.
No, that's
movie.
A Cheech movie. But that's I can remember watching that. I need to see that one again. I haven't watched that in years. I freaking love that.
Yeah,
I was born in East LA.
It's fucking amazing. But yeah. That was before Cheech went straight.
Well, and that's one of those things too. I mean, honestly, and it sounds weird to say this, but that's the movie that got me into Cheech and Chong.
Oh, really? Mine was Still Smoking.
Mine was Born in East L.A. because, well, you got to remember, I grew up, my parents were Mormon. We didn't see anything weird. So it was like I was with a friend, or it was just like I saw Born in East L.A. because it wasn't like a Cheech and Chong movie, you know, because my parents were like, you're not watching that shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, he's kind of funny. And then I'm like, well, who's this Cheech guy? And then it's like, oh, Cheech and Chong. Let's go,
who's this Cheech guy? How do you find out back in, I don't know, what was Born in East LA, 1987?
It was more like I watched it and then, like, mentioned it to my friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's Cheech from Cheech and Chong. And I'm like, well, I've kind of heard of that, but what? Let's find
this. We almost forget how we found things out back in the fucking day.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like you mentioned to your friends that you saw something, and they're like, oh, well, have you ever seen this? And you're like, well, what's that? And you actually had to go watch. You couldn't go and find a review.
Oh, I have a pirated recorded videotape through the snow on my brother's fucking black box.
It's like I tell the kids, you don't understand what it was like to find porn when we were kids. You had to go out and find boxes of it in the woods that people left.
You know, if today's generation sat down and thought about it, how we're still just as smart, if not smarter than they are, they'd be pissed.
Well, they'd be pissed at all the stuff that we had to do. I mean,
you mean to tell me from the day I was born, I've had every bit of information at the palm of my hand, and you had to find it in a book or by hearsay?
Yeah. We had to find it by hearsay in a book. We had to go to the library and look shit up.
You know, you see those videos all the time. Is Kevin young enough? We may have to make our own video. I would love to see Kevin or somebody a little younger, one of our kids. Even Zoe's what now, 26?
Yeah.
Or Benton. Benton would be another good one. The Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, see, I'm not even sure. I'm at 45. I don't think if I remember how to do the damn Dewey Decimal System. There was some weird freaking, like, it was like code. It was like, you know, on the one show, I always talk about, like, secret societies, and I feel like it was the understand the Dewey Decimal System, you had to be part of, like, the freaking,
I can't
some
remember,
secret society to figure it out. It was some
I can't remember, like, what the direction of the code was, because it was, like,
it was,
four numbers,
everything
dot,
meant something.
But I know it had to do with, there was the three letters, and that was author.
Yep.
And then they were reference numbers to, like, whether it was fiction, science fiction, nonfiction.
Like, all the numbers meant something. And I mean, it's been so many years, I don't remember. But, like I said,
but I think I could still pull out the old Rolodex of them.
Oh, yeah.
And find a book and locate it in the library.
Oh, yeah. It'd be amazing to show them that. Like, that they just, you had to pull open these drawers. I think Benton kind of has an idea of it a little bit because, like, we've watched Ghostbusters, and in Ghostbusters they have that. And all of a sudden he's like, what is that card thing? Like, one time when we were watching, I'm like, oh, that's the Dewey Decimal. That's how you found a book.
This is how long it took him to come up with something better.
Yeah?
The Dewey Decimal System was invented in 1876. Yeah. It.
Every time I hear it now, though, I just think of UHF. And Conan the Librarian. Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
The latest printing of the Dewey Decimal System was 2011. Mm-hmm. So we're talking 100 and almost 135 years.
You know, why fix what's not broken?
And before they came up with something better. Melville Dewey, the inventor of the Dewey Decimal System.
Yikes.
Introduced concepts of relative location and relative index. Libraries had previously had been given books permanent shelf locations that related to the order of acquisition rather than the topic. The classification notion makes use of the three-digit numbers for main classes with fractional decimals, allowing expansion for further detailed numbers are flexible to the degree that they can be expanded in linear fashion to cover special aspects of general subjects. There you go.
Very interesting. Yeah, like I said, it was just one of those things that it's...
But you've seen those videos, like, when maybe our parents' age goes to, like, their grandkid and ask them to do a rotary phone.
Oh, yeah.
And they got no fucking clue.
Yeah.
Dude, you would melt minds with the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, yeah. Like, and that's the thing that just kills me. It's one of those things that, like, when I'm teaching all the time, there's a couple things that we show, like, different tricks to find information, first off, and everyone's just like, Google it. And I'm like, well... whatever, you know. And it's like, you know, all the time, like, we can remember so many times where a teacher would tell us all the time, you're never gonna have a calculator in your pocket all the time. Well, actually, I fucking do now. Yeah. I do.
Fuck, I got one I can put on my wrist right here. Tosh bought me the old Casio calculator.
Oh, the calculator watch. I remember that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I always wanted one back in school. I remember when the kids had it and were trying to, like, cheat on their math tests underneath the fucking desk. And so I've kind of gotten into watches lately, and that was my watch this year from her. Was nice. That?
Yeah. No, yeah. The way we cheated was we did the, I played the poor card, and said I was too poor to own, to buy those fucking expensive calculators in high school. So my friend Keith had one. So we would share it and pass it back and forth. But we'd always, like, I did the even questions, he did the odd questions, and we would pass it back and forth.
Leave the answer
was,
on it?
Was still on the screen.
I refused to use it. That math was done for years and years and years before without a fucking calculator. I just refused to use it. I actually got a D, I think, freshman year in Davina's class because I refused to use a calculator.
Well, see, I had the problem because I was really good. Like, when I took, I remember it was Miss Molinaro in junior high, flat out told me the math that we were doing, there was no way I could do it in my head. Because so I had to show my work, and I'm like, no, I do it in my head. I don't even, like, the way my brain worked, I don't even know how to write out what's happening in my brain. So I just know I know what the answer is.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, nobody could do that. And I'm like, give me problems. I'll show you the answers. She's like, nope, sorry. And I'm like, well, I'm going to fail your class again.
Again.
It's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I pass every, fail, you know, ace every single one of your tests. I know what I know, so fuck off.
Sounds like you knew cheating.
No, I math, for some reason, I have a brain that worked really well in math. Not anymore. I don't know what fucking happened. I think all the drugs fucking wiped the math out of my brain.
So. I think it's lack of using it.
Probably.
I mean, honestly, after elementary school, if you're not in that field, what the fuck do you use any of that for?
I mean, I do a little bit, honestly, actually, in construction, because a lot of the safety stuff I do, I have to find time weight. And that's one thing I've noticed now, all of a sudden, I'm starting to remember how to do it.
But you use it in your field.
Yes. So I remember how to do time-weighted averages and all that stuff, and mean and median and everything else, and what each one means, and yeah. It's...
But again, the math that you use on a daily basis is adding, subtracting, division, and multiplication. You could possibly make a push for geometry.
You do in construction, and I do, because I have to figure out areas, I have to figure out stuff like that.
I just meant in for general knowledge,
yes,
right?
For general knowledge.
Anybody who wants to be a house owner is probably going to have to learn it because they're going to want to fix a stair or whatever, you know, cut angles on a board, things like that.
Well, I think that's one thing in construction. A lot of people don't think about that. They're like, oh, I can just don't have to study hard and just go into construction. If you just want to pound nails your entire life.
Yeah.
If you want to step out from pounding nails, you actually have to have some math knowledge because all of construction is math.
Yeah. But again, in your field, I'm just saying the general use knowledge shit, you know, for me, what I do, all I need to know is your basic arithmetic. Yeah. I need to be able to read numbers, multiply numbers, you know, maybe more of a stat class would have been better for, you know, me.
Well, I think a lot of people, what would have been a better class for a lot of people would have been like how to fucking budget your checkbook.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that anymore.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess.
There's another way to blow a young kid's mind today.
Yeah. Like, here, you got to figure out, you just had this book, and every time you wrote it, you fucking took money out. You had to write in this book and keep track of how much
you had. I don't use my fingerprint to get into my bank and just go, ta-da.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's so many things
you also can't. To be honest, that's one of the good things with banking nowadays. You can't write bad checks.
No.
Accounts now stop your card from overdrafting. You might get, like, if you had $12 and you were buying something for $22, it might let you make that purchase, but you're not using it again.
No.
You know.
It's not like the old days where we could write a check to ourselves to get money.
Fuck, my parents used to. So both my parents worked for the school district, so payday was once a month and the last working day of the month. And that day before, we always went to Caruso's. And mom and dad would write a check knowing they had no fucking money, but knowing that it takes 3 days for a check to clear.
Yep.
And the money would be in there.
Yeah.
So.
I can remember, like, living for, like, all the time where I was writing checks. I had two checking accounts from two different banks, and I would write checks back and forth to myself just to be able to, like, make it to the next payday.
Yeah, I had a checking account once in college, and that was a mistake because I was like, oh, I can write a check. Oh, I can just write a check.
As long as there's checks in the book, you still got money, right?
Yeah. What, we need pizza at 2 o'clock in the morning because we're drunk and fucking stoned out of our
mind? I'll write a check.
And so that backfired on me badly. And then me and Tosh got one when we first got a joint account, but we never, I don't think we ever ordered or bought checks. We got the 10 or 20 they give you when you first get an account. And it was so bad for a while. Like, we had to fucking call my mom or her mom to get checks for, like, Samantha for school. Because that's all they would take was, you know, checks. And we're like, we have debit cards now. We don't need fucking checks. That was before banking apps or anything, but.
Well, we had a huge issue. Like, when me and Amber first got married, we had a big issue because Amber had always, you know, her ex never had money. So she was always playing the check game. Like, you know, whatever, playing the check game. Well, we got, after we got married, after a couple of years, I went to go and I just never dealt with it. There was always money, whatever. She told me how much I could spend, never paid attention. I went to put my bank in the, my check in the bank one day, and they're like, okay. And I deposited like a $700 paycheck. And they're like, okay, your available balance is $150. Like, what do you mean? I just gave you $700. How is my available balance $150? Oh, you had all of these fees and bounced check charges. And then I like got a bank statement and saw it's like all of our money was like going into like, we had a bunch of payday loans and a bunch of that shit. And it was just like, nope, fuck this. I'm like, everything stops. And we just let everything close the bank account, let everything hit, let it just fucking wreck our credit. And I'm like, no, bank account, if you want freaking something, we had a bank account to deposit money. And it's like, if you want to buy something, you get a cashier's check or you use cash. And we did that for like 5 years.
I only used cash until I got together with Tosh. Yeah. I cashed my checks, like paid the 10% or whatever, because I didn't even have a bank account.
Yep.
Because I knew how I was with money. And I'll be honest, okay, being an adult now, it's a little less stressful. I miss having fun, though.
Yeah.
And I knew it wasn't my money per se because I didn't have any, but fuck.
Yeah, it was quite interesting.
That irresponsibility, but I live life.
And see, that's what I got to watch for, because every once in a while I'll get, like, I had it set up, so, because I have, like, I think 5 credit cards, but I don't really use them that much. They're just kind of so I could build my credit. Like, when we went to buy the house, I needed to build my credit, so I have a bunch of credit cards. If I get my hands on them, I don't, it's free money to me in my brain. Like, my brain's broken. So, I had one that I carried with me all the time was my Discover card. Well, my Discover card only had a $250 limit. I'm like, cool. But then I have, like, I have an REI card that has a $6,000 limit. I'm looking at Amber going, don't let me near this fucking card.
Because I will
use it. Yeah, it's like, I will use it.
That's where you have her do the app for it and lock the card.
Yeah, so what we do, because we have those ones and we have, like, one or two things that come out every month that come out, that pays, and then we just pay it off just so we could, you know, whatever. But, like, my Discover card was $250. All of a sudden, because my credit got so much better, they fucking upped my limit to like $1,400.
Without you applying for it or...
No, nothing. Yeah. They're just like, oh, hey, by the way, you've done so good because I've had it for like 6 years at $250. And I'm like, cool. No, nothing. No asking if I wanted it to be up. Just all of a sudden, yep, your limit's now $1,400. I'm like, sweet. So you know what? I would pay it off every month. Because I knew I could use it till it basically ran out of money, and then I would just pay it off. Yeah. Well, now it's like I have to watch it, because last I looked, I think there's like $700 that I've charged on it. I'm like, I need to put this, because it's the one Amber doesn't see. It's mine.
Yeah.
That's my play card.
See, and I think where I got to get better is the paying off. The payments get made, but I have it only set like $25 above the minimum.
Yeah.
And so, which I normally covers the interest. So then the full minimum is being paid towards the card.
Yeah.
So that's really where I need to get better. But we were hoping to pay off some credit cards with income tax check, but we forgot we took out that retirement plan for the house shit. And that all went on it. And all of a sudden it bumped us up into the next bracket. And we only got about a third of what we normally get.
Lucky that you got, like, the year we bought the house, we owed like $2,000. So, and then because we weren't fucking expecting that, so we didn't have money put aside for it. So we actually, this year, because we had a payment plan or whatever, so this year everything we got back went to pay back what we freaking owed from last year. So it's like, so we got nothing. I'm like, damn it.
We got a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Well, problem we have, we don't have Benton. We can't claim Benton anymore. It's just us. we have no dependents. We have nothing to claim. So it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because we're about to, like I said, be empty nesters. Benton's about to move out.
Yeah. Well.
I've been working on a joke on that because, like I keep saying, I don't think Amber can handle just me. There's always been the kids there as a buffer.
It's the dream.
Not for her. You've met me. Could you imagine just all of a sudden just being me in the house? It's like I have met you.
Yeah. However, I wanted you here. That's so true. That might be different like than your wife. So.
It's like I've been working. I was talking to Ben about it. I'm like, the hard part is there's always been a buffer. There's always been the kids there to keep me somewhat sane. You know, but it's like all my crazy thoughts that go through my head. It's like I was telling Benton, I mean, who else am I going to have these thoughts with? Of, you know, what wouldn't, you know, Meatloaf do?
Phones are free.
Yeah. Did that bitch ever move out of Ludacris' way?
He may start blocking your calls.
Probably.
Especially with him working the overnight shift and the, you know, and you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're like, what? Wait a second. Meatloaf does what?
Meatloaf, what wouldn't Meatloaf do? It's like I keep thinking about all these crazy, and I have these crazy thoughts in my head. Me and Benton getting some of the weird things. Like the other day I was thinking about, you know, you have Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton singing Islands in the Stream. What islands and what was the stream? Were her boobs the island and was he peeing on her?
Could have just been Money Shot in her.
I mean, could be. That could be. That could be the stream.
Yeah.
I mean, those are some nice islands, but.
Those are like, are they islands?
I think they're full on fucking volcanoes.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know if they're islands, right?
Maybe not a Toby volcano, but
they're not inhabited islands. But I noticed we did some similar things this week.
We did.
We are on the same page.
We are on the same page for once. We're in sync.
We both saw Ant-Man.
Yep.
And then we both went to the football game.
We did, and froze our fucking nuts off.
Yeah. We can start with that one. We went to the Sea Dragons home opener last night.
We're dead.
Fucking low 20s.
Yeah.
For the temperature.
It was bad. It's like, yeah, Don made some comment. I called him a jackass, and he called me a penis. I'm like, I'd show you mine, but I'm pretty sure it's in my throat at the moment.
Peeing was hard last night.
Oh, it was. I couldn't find the damn thing. Yeah. I almost had to sit down.
Peeing was fucking hard last night.
It's like, fuck you, I ain't coming out.
Yeah. And I brought gloves last night.
Oh, I didn't bring gloves. I wish. I had my hands like inside my freaking...
Not quite snow gloves, but a step up from driving gloves. And my hands froze. I wore like Under Armour leggings.
See, I wish I had done that.
That didn't help. Oh. It might have helped if I wore something other than like athletic pants. But I didn't. I am petty as fuck, though. So, the XFL is owned by The Rock. The sponsor of the XFL is ZOA, which is The Rock's performance energy drink.
Yeah.
So, I wore an entire Rain energy drink outfit yesterday.
Nice.
Rain hat, hoodie, t-shirt, and pants.
And Tosh had a monster hoodie on, beanie on.
And hoodie, yeah.
I didn't see the hoodie. I just saw the beanie. I could see the M.
She wore the hoodie, and she's like, I don't know. I don't even have to wear this hoodie, but because I'm going to be wearing like four coats. I think she had four pairs of pants on.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me. I just had my jeans on, which I wish I had more than that. My toes were freezing, which I wish I had like two pairs of socks on, but I didn't. But I had a t-shirt. I had a flannel on over the t-shirt. Then I had a hoodie on over the flannel. And then I ended up buying another hoodie. And also, I had a beanie on and then bought a second beanie that I put over my beanie.
I was disappointed in their size choices because if you buy online, they have all the size choices.
Yeah.
I really liked the white with orange sleeve hoodie.
I was looking at that one.
And then I really liked the orange t-shirt with like the trident emblem or whatever, which was badass.
I do like that new emblem, but yeah. I didn't see a lot with it on it.
The dragon now looks like a fucking seahorse. Doesn't do a whole lot for me.
No. Well, and the thing was, too, like I said, I like the Trident logo, but I didn't see a whole lot with it on it.
They had one orange t-shirt that I saw that it was just that logo in the middle.
Yeah. And I really was not, I mean, it's one of those things, like I said, and I think part of it is I'm biased because I went to it in 2020.
Yeah.
And in 2020, I mean, it was full on gear. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, what they had there was sparse compared to what they had in 2020.
Yeah, and so, like, I signed up. When I bought season tickets, I get 20% off.
But then that's stupid. You get 20% off online, not
online.
In the store.
at the online shop, but I'm waiting for jerseys. And they're like, we'll notify you when your team's jersey comes out. I think 7 of the 10 teams have jerseys out right now, and Seattle's not one of them. Because I'm going to buy a jersey.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to buy the 5'7", 170-pound wide receiver, Pearson, just because it'll look great on 350 guy.
I just want the skipper guy.
The what?
I just want the guy, the defense guy, skipper.
Did I miss him?
He's the one that did like half the tackles. They kept mentioning his name. I can't remember his first name because it was, if I try pronouncing it, I'm going to sound horrible. But
they definitely played better yesterday, tackling wise, defense. Because I watched the first week on TV, and it was horrible. Missed tackle after missed fucking tackle after missed tackle. We talked about this already. We lost last night.
Yep.
Time expiring field goal. And when Mike got here, we were talking about it, and he's like, yeah, heartbreaking loss. I'm like, heartbreaking? I'm like, it's fucking Seattle.
I mean, it is, but I mean, it's still heartbreaking. I mean, it's...
It's, you know, fucking Seattle sports. I felt right at home.
I mean, it is Seattle sports. I mean, it's like the freaking, you know, the interception, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Fucking Seattle sports, baby.
It is, unfortunately. But
it's just bad 0-2 in a 10-game season.
Yeah.
Not a good start. And I think we've lost by an accumulative 6 points. It didn't help that our fucking 3-pointer we went for was batted down and just not a good play.
No.
So for those that don't know, they have a rule change. There's no extra points. You get
I mean, there's extra points, but it's not a kick.
What do you get? Is it 1, 2, and 3? That's
one,
what it
two,
is.
And three,
1, 2, and 3. So you get a 1 point play from the 2 yard line, a 3 point play from the 5, or a 2 point play from the 5, and a 3 point play from the 10.
Yep.
And you get one play.
One play to get it. And if you either get in the end zone or you don't.
Yeah.
It's basically like a 2 point conversion,
which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I guess we went for the 2. That's what we went for. Which, if we would have got it, that field goal would have only tied the game. Yep. And we could still be sitting freezing our ass at the stadium.
Yes.
Technically now.
But I think they have a different way. I wanted to kind of see the overtime that they do.
It's more college-like, I think, right?
Well, I think it's more soccer-like. I think each team gets, like, you know, 4 plays from, like, the 5 yard line and see how many times you can score or something like that.
That's college.
Oh, is that what they do in college?
Well, they start from the 25.
Okay.
And, there's first down still and all that shit. Let me see if they have it listed here.
I mean, they had there's some interesting rule changes. I like the kickoffs where they all start like 5 yards apart and nobody moves till the guy catches it.
Yeah, I like that.
So it gives them a chance to catch and then start running. Or to just fucking muff it twice.
If a game heads to overtime, the XFL gives each 3 attempts from the opponent's 5. The teams simply alternate attempts, offense and defense, and repeat. And each successful conversion is worth 2 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been fun. I do like the kickoff rule. When I heard the point of it was to get more kickoff attempts,
mm-hmm.
like returns.
Well, because the other rule is, too, is it's if it goes into the end zone, I think they start on like the 45 or something like that.
Yeah, it's further than the NFL. The NFL's 20. I think it's 35. I think the NFL's 25 and... XFL's 35.
So it basically gives them an even more incentive not to let it go into the end zone.
It's hard rooting for a Cowboys quarterback.
It is, because he plays like a Cowboys quarterback.
Yeah.
Where the typical Cowboys quarterback gives you hope and then crushes you
in the end.
Completely.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, Dak has made it into the playoffs multiple times and lost every fucking time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's. Sea Dragons game so far has been like the Cowboys season. The first 3 games are leading up to the playoffs, or the first 3 quarters are leading up to the playoffs, and you're like, I can get behind this team.
I can get behind this. It's going to be
good. And then the 4th quarter happens, which is the playoffs, and we shit the fucking bed.
Yeah.
Although we even looked better in the 4th quarter last night with the touchdown with like a minute 48 left to take the lead.
But I think it's one of those things. I mean, really, I mean, our defense did a really good job, but our defense spent a lot of time on the field.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with how many times we muffed it, and then they had to stop them
from
scoring.
But we lost to the Wish Detroit Lions.
We did.
Because that's what they fucking looked like.
They did.
Was the Detroit fucking Lions.
They did.
Yeah. And we AJ McCarron. Yeah. He's another former NFL quarterback, I think, from Alabama.
I think so, but I mean, he was another one that I think didn't come in with high hopes and then ended up becoming just a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the name is familiar. A lot more familiar than, God, what was ours? Danozzo? It's not Danozzo, but...
Danucci.
So a lot
who
more...
Who got a couple games due to a Dak injury or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had heard it a couple times, but McCarron was more... That's a name I've heard more. Yeah. So, and I mean, it's one of those... I mean, both quarterbacks, you know, I mean, you could see where
but
they had
talent. But I think he's already
talent,
done
but...
better XFL things than NFL things.
Yeah.
Last week, they were down by 13 or 14 with under 2 minutes left and won the game in regulation.
Nice.
And then, of course, we were there yesterday.
Well, because they have a different rule, too. In the fourth quarter, which is crazy, too, in the fourth quarter, but only in the fourth quarter, after you score a touchdown, instead of going for an onside kick, because you really don't have a chance for that now, you can go, it's like, you can say, okay, we're going to go for basically whatever it's called, and you start, and I'm not sure where, I think you start at the 25-yard line, like your 25-yard line, and it's fourth down. And you get one shot.
Let's look that one up, too. I didn't know that one.
So that's what I was hoping that they were going to do last night. I mean, go for it. Why not?
In the XFL, instead of an onside kick, the trailing team can maintain possession with a 4th-and-15 play from its own 25.
Yeah.
It just worked for the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Yeah.
Huh. This was brought to the NFL owners... in the past, but it didn't get enough votes.
Yeah. So 4th-and-15 at their own 25, though. Oh, so yeah. So if you miss it, they're on their 25 going.
Yeah. Well, do they take over at the 25? Let's say you get 14 yards, or do they take over at the 11 from that point? Mm. I don't know. But it was fun. It was a ton of fun. Sparse crowd. We talked about that.
I don't know if it was one of those because it's like, you know, it's already happened once and everyone feels like, oh, this is going to go by again. It's going to be here for a couple games, then gone. Or if it was more of, it was just cold as fuck last night.
Well, I think a Thursday night home opener is tough. Especially I don't know about all the schools, of course, but there's a lot of schools that are out this week. And so parents plan vacations and everything else. Like you said, it was cold last night. Just fucking cold.
Yeah.
The Moscow Mule I had did not even warm me. It was cold.
I kept asking if they had hot toddies. I did find the one thing that helped, and I mean, I went and got clam chowder.
I walked by the Ivers when we first walked in and was like, oh my God, I want clam chowder. But it was so far away from our seats after we got there.
It wasn't that far. There was one just a little bit away from us, so we got clam chowder.
I had a Kid Valley right behind my seat, but I wanted clam chowder.
Yeah, the clam chowder was good.
Yeah.
And it helped warm because I could hold the cup and warm my hands and then eat it, so, yeah.
Where we sat was good. Like I said, row H off the field in the corner of the end zone. A lot of young kids in our, not young kids, young adults in our section that are drinking for the first time in public, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Poor people in front of us had to get up and down every 3 minutes because somebody was leaving. Their friends, whatever. Like, I looked at Tasha, I'm like, well, at least we don't have those seats.
Yeah, because I'd be like, look, fuckers.
Well, and this is what I was going to tell you in the house, but it was really, really, really cool to see. There was a father-son. Son was 20. Dad probably our age, maybe a little bit older, sitting right in front of us. And we got hanging out with him for the night or whatever, bullshitting and blah, blah, blah. You know, you kind of want to get to know your neighbors when you're in season teat section anyways, right? He said, we love coming to this. He's like, my son's had 6 brain surgeries, and this is our time to make him feel normal. Yep. And dude, he was treating that boy like you or I would treat, you know, Zoe or Samantha, with middle fingers and just, and he was doing it back, like having just a fucking great time, and they'd razz each other. And then next thing you know, his dad's hugging him. telling him how much he loves him. You know, his dad tried. His dad bought him a beer. This was funny because the son always kept looking back and talking to us, right? And he talked to us a little bit. He turns around. And he's like, yeah. So I drink beer. He goes, I like a beer every now and again. Beer's good. And turns back around. My birthday was January 20th. I turned 20. I look at Tosh. I'm like, and he likes beer? And then guy walks by and does last call. So the dad orders two.
Yeah.
Guy leaves. And he's like, hey, you want a beer? He's like, Dad, no, I don't want a beer. And he looked back at us. Dad, no, I don't want a beer. All right, just finish your Sprite there, son. But the bond and watching it was so fucking cool.
That's awesome.
And they drive up from Shelton.
Oh, that's a hike.
Yeah, especially on a Thursday night.
That is. I mean, and it's only, what, 5 home games?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, that actual, the Blaze the Sea Dragon guy from the pictures is who bought him the tickets. They work together. They're divers for some fishing company or clam or oyster or something company.
Nice.
Yeah, so he was like, yeah, I'm hoping we'll be back. He goes, I think my buddy down there told me he's got a couple more games for us here. But, yeah, super cool. Super awesome. Fucking cool. So
yeah, the people that were, like, right next to us were nice. But, I mean, they didn't stay because the girlfriend or the wife, whatever, looked fucking miserable. And it was funny. He had this really nice jacket. And he said what's funny is it was a jacket that from the first time that there was, because it's a dragon, it's not sea dragon. And he said what's funny is he ordered the jacket online after, like, the first game and never got it till after, like, everything had been canceled.
Jeez.
So he's like, that's the first time he'd ever been able to wear it to a game.
I did see the father-son in front of us had old dragons. Yeah.
And that's what I had. I had my dragons because I have the dragons hoodie. Benton has a dragons hoodie from when we went the first time. So, I mean, we had, you know, a bunch of the gear. The one thing I was surprised at is the very first time, what they did the last time was the orange towels. Kind of like, you know, the yellow towels that the Steelers have.
There was a group of people to the right of us that had them.
They gave those out at the very first game in 2020. And then you could buy, so I have some at home that have the date on them of the very first game. And then you could buy some after that didn't have the date, but they were just orange towels. And they were our rally towels. So yeah. I was really surprised to see, like, even one of the people, because Don brought his with him. Because Don was there too. And one of the people that worked there is like, oh, the towels are cool. I've seen a couple people those. It's like, yeah, that's what they gave us last time as a rally towel. So yeah, I thought they would do it again.
Tosh brought up a point. She was kind of disappointed that either they didn't have something like that to hand out.
Yeah, especially at the inaugural game.
Like, or that season ticket. You know, normally, like, if you buy Seahawks season tickets, they send you each year something different.
Yep.
You know, a little swag bag or whatever. Instead, you can buy. Season ticket holders can buy a swag bag for $75.
Yeah.
That comes with a t-shirt, the dad hat, a cinch sack, and a koozie.
Wow.
Yeah.
It did seem, that was one thing that I did notice. It did seem that they were kind of lacking. But I don't know if it's maybe one of those things that they're trying to, like, the first season, see what happens kind of thing or what. But it's like, come on, guys. I mean, we're here to do it. I mean, you should have had something. I mean, there was, what, maybe 1,000 people in that crowd?
Oh, there was more than that, but.
But still, I mean, you know, grab the towels.
I did notice they didn't announce the attendance last night.
I mean, you could have got the towels, something, just to say, hey, look, we were at the inaugural game.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like I have the ones, you know, from the first one.
I did notice the suites were open, and I'm going to. So, Tosh doesn't want to go on her birthday. Because the kids and, you know, all that shit. But I'm going to talk to some people at work and see if I can't get the suite for her birthday. And then we take all the kids.
Yeah.
So we did buy tickets to the next home game for the kids because the three next to us in the row weren't bought for season. So
I got to look. I mean, I'm thinking about maybe the 11th, maybe get, you know, one so Amber can go or something because she's never been to one. Because the last time I went to the first two games with Benton. She didn't. It's too fucking cold for her, so she didn't go to the first two games, and then they shut it down.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah,
I will buy hot hands next time.
Yeah. Well, I know March 16th. I already have tickets to March 16th.
Yeah.
I have three, actually. Don gave me three tickets. So, because he has something happened that day, so he just gave me his. So.
There you go.
But, because he has season tickets, so I wanted to. I really feel like now I should have, but it was one of the big things. Like, it's my biggest problem with this year, with Amber and her plan wanting to go to Texas and how we're going to make that work. I don't know where I'm going to be in the next. Because if everything had gone the way Amber wanted, we would be on the process of moving right now.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, I finally talked her out of it. But at this point, I mean, how much she got messed up just talking about him, like, changing it. I think if I flat out told her we're not going to Texas, I think she'll kill herself. So. And I wish I was joking when I said that, but I don't think I am. I'm kind of wondering that I'm not. Yeah, she's, yeah.
Well. She's with you being empty nesters, it might be you that she kills.
Possibly. It could be.
And then go to Texas.
It could be. So, because at this point, I don't think it matters if I'm there or not, just as long as she's in Texas.
Yeah.
So.
She'll find a cowboy.
Yeah. Whatever.
That look on your face was almost like, I think she already has.
Yeah, probably. That's why she wants to go to Texas. It's like, I'm getting rid of you as soon as we get there. Fuck off.
Watching the game on TV. Did you watch last week's game on TV?
Some of it.
It's hard to watch. It annoyed me. They have everybody mic'd up.
Yes, that part was weird.
But which the mic'ing up doesn't bother me at all. But the way the NFL does it, right? Even if the NFL mic'd up everybody, it's not live every single play. Like, it's not open mics.
Yeah.
Right, they're mic'd up.
Which I think they did that last time with the XFL.
And
everyone's
then,
just open mic.
After a play ends or whatever, and they get 10 seconds to edit or whatever they got to do, then they replay the play with the mic. Oh, we have Travis Kelce mic'd up. Let's see what he thought about that play, you know.
Oh, no, this is live. So there was a couple spots, I think, where they had to apologize.
There was a couple spots they had to apologize, and that doesn't bother me. So if it was like that, it was when they started editing live or... dump button, and the whole thing would just go silent for 20 seconds. And you're like, that was annoying.
Yeah.
Like, the swear words, I think, would just roll out, and I get it, they're on ESPN, which is a Disney-owned.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, either edit it and show a replay of that being mic'd up, or just let it fucking go. Yeah, it was tough to watch, but however, watching it, and I don't know, I'm not sure what this says about the league, because most of the time, if you own a business and you want to pay for television advertisement, you're normally picking your...
the target audience.
Yeah, your target audience, right? So if you're watching football... And you want to advertise on football, you're selling beer, you're selling snack foods, Doritos, shit like that. You know, you're selling Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. You're not selling feminine douches.
Cars, right? Every fucking commercial break last week had a silver, what would they call it, silver finder? Tinder for AARP members?
Wow. So you must figure all the people watching are old.
Yeah. And I got thinking about it. I had Kevin fresh in the brain because we recorded with Kevin last week. And Kevin made that comment about, did he make it on air? Maybe it was in a phone conversation I had with him about how he changed his Tinder profile to 35 plus women now.
Isn't he like 12?
Because he's 32 or something. Yeah. But he wants women that know what they want, and want to go to bed at a decent time.
God.
And so I'm watching...
He's like the oldest, like, mentally the oldest one, like, in that aspect. Like, not, like, intelligence-wise.
I always said that about my sister-in-law, who was in knitting clubs at 28, 29, yeah. Like, has to be to bed by 8:30 every night, you know.
See, that's Amber. That's, like, one of the big things we get in arguments all the time. She goes to bed at, like, 8 o'clock, and I'm, like, up playing fucking video games till 11.
No, I go to bed at what I would call a reasonable time, especially work nights.
Yeah.
10, 10:30.
Yeah, that's about what time I go to bed.
Alarm clock goes off at 3:30. 4 o'clock, depending on which day it is.
Mine goes off at 4:30. So and I get a little more sleep than you.
So, and I do fall asleep right away. Like, I don't, once that CPAP mask goes on, the way it on my face and shit, I can't roll over to watch TV. And if I roll over where I could see TV at a good angle, all I see is the mask until I get to the TV, and it's fucking obnoxious.
Yeah. See, for me, it's I'm my right ear is the ear that I'm basically deaf in. So then the TV's on the left. So I can't, for me to hear it, because if I turn over on my left side to watch it, I'm covering my one ear that I can hear.
Yeah, get that headboard that's got the surround sound.
Yeah, so to be able to hear it, to turn it up loud enough to hear it, it drives Amber nuts. So there's just, I just...
Or I remember the commercials for the old people headphones for bedtime.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that are Bluetooth or whatever.
I could get those.
But I got thinking about this fucking Silver Finder. What the fuck does a profile look like on fucking Silver Finder?
I have a 401k with money in it and life insurance.
Looking for somebody who enjoys supper at 3 o'clock. Short,
somebody who's
short
old.
Walks with my walker on the sidewalk.
Old but not dead. I need someone who's breathing.
And somebody who can give me, who can rub the corn medicine on my foot.
Someone who has Parkinson's, so when they hold it, it feels like they're giving me a handy.
Can't handle Alzheimer's because you need to remember my medicine.
You remember my medicine because I can't.
What's the women's one look like? Looking for a man who doesn't have to go to the doctor after 4 hours. Looking for a man who I don't have to hide his blue pill in his mashed potatoes. Like, what the fuck? So,
looking for a man that doesn't have, that I don't have to hide his blue pills because he keeps trying to use them.
Yeah. Something like,
I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, you know, I've got a couple people that I've like deal with work all the time who are like my age who are going through a divorce. I'm like, I don't think I could handle it. I don't think I could fucking date even at my age.
So I think we're okay if you think about it. There's enough of those dive bars or old timey bars still, where the people in there are our age, right? We still come from a generation. Yes.
Yeah.
We have internet. We invented, you know, this type of shit. But in our heyday, we had to meet people in person.
We did, because the problem is I would definitely be the person you could catfish, because I'm too fucking lazy to do research.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, you'd be like, I look like this, I look like that, and someone would be like,
I've been doing the show with you for like 8 years now, I know.
Yeah, they're like, that's a stock photo. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That's my brother.
Like, whatever, I can still jerk off to it.
Yeah. Oh, I want to make Kevin a profile.
We should.
We've talked about this forever. He has to let us do it.
Well, he doesn't have to let us. We can just do it.
But that's money out of my pocket. He already pays for the service.
He does. So what you got to do, have him come over to the house again. If he ever leaves his house, have him come over here. We can roofie him while he's here. And then we can make the profile on his phone while he's sleeping.
I don't want him shooting the ground at me.
If he's roofied, he won't be shooting the ground because he's asleep.
You don't even have to roofie him. Just give him one of these.
Yeah. He won't know
what happened. We have to. And even if we have to con him into, like, dude, I don't want it on my Tinder profile. All right. Well, you're going to pay for a Bumble. And yes. we're gonna start a new one for you. And let's see which one gets you luckier first.
We could make an amazing one.
Oh, yeah. And I also think we need to start a segment going back to what we talked about in the very beginning with Kevin, just teaching him shit we did and seeing if he could fucking do it.
That's awesome. Like, even, like, get to the point of, like, go find, like, a way to have him do it and videotape it. Like, just videos of him, like, trying to do some of the shit we had to do.
Yeah. You could even make one of those segment pieces, taking to the bar and meeting somebody.
I think he'd have a fucking meltdown.
I know.
I mean,
for great YouTube vision.
Yeah, he'd just sit in the fucking corner and like rock back and forth like, oh, Jesus. Oh, oh.
Kevin did send me today, and it looks amazing. They released the pictures for Cocaine Bear Pops.
Huh?
Cocaine Bear Pops.
I need a Cocaine Bear Pop because that's my spirit animal.
And they have one where he's just bloody mouth, looks like he's eating a limb or something. And then they have one with him with a duffel bag eating a kilo.
Someone send that to me so I can send it to my wife and say, hey, if you ever loved me.
It looks like they come out in June.
Nice.
Bear so with bag.
Our plan is going tomorrow. We're going to go see Cocaine Bear.
Go see Cocaine Bear tomorrow?
Yes. I do want to do some research on the original story, because I've seen a couple things where they talk about it, and I don't know if they're going to talk about it in like Cocaine Bear, like how all of this went down, like the original story. Like apparently they were in like Peru or something.
So I didn't want to read it, but I did get a notification. Actually, I think it's still here. Yeah, it's still here from USA Today.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear fact check.
Oh.
But I'm like, I don't want to ruin the movie.
So after you see it, I know that like the original, and I just know how they like got how it happened was like they ate a parrot.
Who the
smugglers?
Oh,
so when they were flying the plane, apparently they from eating the parrot, they got severe food poisoning. So like the plane, I guess, was covered in puke and shit because they were like puking and shitting themselves while they were flying the plane. So there's like so much stuff that I've heard about this. I'm like, I want to know if it's in the movies because that's why I want to watch. That's why I haven't completely researched to find out what really happened.
Well, when we talked about the movie however long ago, and I looked it up a little bit, and I was like, hope I didn't give the movie away. He fucking dies of an overdose. Like,
yeah. So there's a bunch. Yeah, there's a bunch of like. So after we watch the movie, I think I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna fucking. I want to see. Like, what the real story is and how what really happened. Because I think a lot of people don't realize this is, I mean, it's loosely based.
Very
loosely based. Yeah. But it's just like,
there did really you notice who the director cocaine? Is?
No.
It's fucking Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah. And I know it's Ray Liotta's last movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he died last year.
Yeah. But it's Miri from Zach and Miri Make a Porno. Also the director and co-creator of Pitch Perfect.
Hmm. I mean, it looks amazing. I can't wait for it. Yeah.
So as you see here, got a haircut.
Hmm.
Never had this happen before. So sitting in the chair when I first get there, and she's doing the initial chop, 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 and I'm like, oh my God, I got a fart. This is why I just thought about it. I just farted, by the way. But I'm like, I can't. Can't SPD. Fart. Nope. No, I knew it was going to be bad. I had beer last night.
Oh.
I had beer and then we had Jack in the Box afterwards.
Oh. Those are the bad ones. Those are the like, mommy, are farts supposed to have lumps in them?
Yeah. And we walked to the back where they do the washing and blah, blah, blah. And they turn the massager on the chair. And now I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to hold this in. And she starts, and she's like, oh, let me get you something to put your feet up on. She walks over, bends down, gets a stool, and fucking rips one. And she turns around, and she goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, I hurt my back, and I went and got my back adjusted yesterday, and I farted at the chiropractor, and now I haven't been able to stop. Like, they just show, like, I don't even know they're coming. Really? I mean, I left her a $17 tip, but...
I mean, yeah, that's, yeah.
It was kind of like Taj and Van Wilder, you know?
Yeah.
With, you know, being a fan of the flatulent gases.
Definitely, but I mean, it's kind of one of those things that's just funny, because you really think about, like, usually when you start dating or, like, someone, it takes them, like, till the fifth or sixth date before they'll even, like, you know, like, fart in front of you or even, like, do anything, let you even know they have bodily functions.
Yeah. That's why I didn't think girls pooped for the longest time. And now that I have three of them and married one.
Oh, they poop.
My plugged up septic system tells me they poop.
Someone needs some more fiber in your family.
I know I'm the only one using the bidet. Everybody else is afraid of it.
Like all of you. So everyone in the family, it sounds like, needs some fiber.
Or more water.
Yeah.
Something to water it down. The other thing we did the same, we went and saw Ant-Man.
We did.
And none of this together, guys. We actually just happened to be on the same page this fucking week.
For once.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. There were some weird spots with the CGI, but I mean, you're going to get that way. I mean, the whole fucking movie is CGI.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, it was fun.
That's exactly what I was going to go with.
I liked Kang, and it's like one of those things, like we've said before, take all the Marvel out of it, everything else. Did you enjoy the movie? Were you entertained? Yes, I was entertained.
Yep. To me, it had a Ragnarok vibe to it.
Yeah.
Where there's
as goofy as Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It had just the right amount of comics in it. Tons of action in it. And finally, what I feel is going to be important to the overall story of these phases. Right? Where we had Thanos in every end credit scene, almost every fucking movie.
Yeah.
Whether you saw him or just the voice or knew what it was, you know. The only time we had Kang was in Loki. Mm-hmm. So, and it was fun. I really liked Cassie.
Oh, yeah. Cassie, from the beginning, was one of my favorite characters. She was having fun. She was funny.
Yeah.
Everything else. I do, honestly, I do feel like MODOK, I feel like they could have done more with him. I wanted more out of MODOK.
I'm not a MODOK fan, comic book-wise. I really liked what they did with him in the movie.
Okay.
Now, is he Darren in real life? Is he, like, in the comic books, the origin?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either. And it was weird, but I also laughed almost every time he opened his mask.
He was funny.
It was just that big, blurred face. Fucking head.
Well, I think part of it, too, what made me think it's anybody who listens is a Whovian. There's a character in Doctor Who that is just a big, giant head. So, it's the face of Bo or something like that is one of the main characters, and that shows up all the time. So
yeah, no, I like that. I don't remember him being banished to the quantum realm. Did I?
I don't think they just showed that his suit went wacko and he just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
So I think they just assumed he disappeared. I don't think anyone knew he was banished to the quantum realm. But
yeah, no, I really liked it. I thought it was fun.
I did too. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I mean, I kept waiting because they mentioned Cassie's suit. And then they're going through everything once within the quantum realm. And I'm looking, I'm like, and I even nudged Amber. I'm like, well, where's her fucking suit? She said she had a fucking suit. You can't tell me she's not like fucking, if you give me a fucking Ant-Man suit, I'm not leaving it at home.
Yeah.
It's with me. Like Scott always has his with him and, you know, and everything else. And yeah.
Yeah. I liked how it ended, too. I like how, not quite a final goodbye, but almost a final, like, passing of the torch one last time with Hank and his aunts. You know, the robotic or whatever they were ants, but, yeah.
The badass ants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Well, and they kind of hinted at it. I mean, it's one of those things, and one of the things I think from watching enough Marvel movies, you know when to watch for things. Like, you kept hearing that in his ear, and you're like, well, the ants are the ones that talk in that freaking thing, so if he's hearing that, the ants are somewhere.
You know, and that tells me I should rewatch it, so I noticed it, and I was like, oh, they're really Agent Hank. He has a hearing aid on in this movie. Like,
yeah.
Oh, no, wait a second. And it took me to, like, took me to the end, but I kept, and I noticed it before he ever even touched it.
Yeah.
And then when he's walking and it made the crackling noise, I was like, huh, they're really aging him in this. Like,
yeah. So I was pretty impressed with it. I mean, I liked it. I had fun with it. Yeah. It was fun to watch.
It's definitely has been better than a lot of the releases lately.
Yeah.
Cause Ragnarok had its moments, but there was a ton of flaws in Ragnarok. Not Dark World bad, but not Ragnarok, but Love and Thunder.
Which, I mean, I'll be honest, I loved Love and Thunder. I had a blast. It was fun.
It just wasn't a good movie.
Yeah, it was just weird.
What we're used to, anyways.
Yeah, it was, and I think it was just one of those things. And I think it's just Taika Waititi, who just, I mean, I think he just went a little too far. He went overboard. He realized that in Ragnarok, everyone liked the, you know, they loved how he was funny, and they took him from the very first movie where he's very stoic to then all of a sudden he gets a little more like, I mean, Dark World was, and then they got, you know, into the Ragnarok where he started to become more making the jokes. And then Love and Thunder, he all of a sudden went from like just making a few jokes to like
full on sketch comedy.
Full on sketch comedy, like, you know, improv. And you're like, yeah. Whoa, what the fuck? Yeah.
And Multiverse of Madness was a letdown all the way around.
See, I enjoyed it, though.
I'm not saying it's a bad, like, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I had way higher expectations for it. That's why I said letdown.
And I think for me, part of the reason I liked it is what a lot of people didn't like. Because I'm a huge Ash fan. I love The Evil Dead.
Well, and that's Sam Raimi doing it.
Sam Raimi. So that second half of the movie became Evil Dead.
Yeah.
It was Doctor Strange as Evil Dead.
But again, I wanted more multiverse.
Yeah.
And not just him.
I think in some ways it's one of those things they're trying to get us ready for a...
I had it in my head there was going to be a ton more introductions without the deaths.
I thought there was going to be a ton more multiverse than there was. And I think they're trying to... And I mean, then in Spider-Man we got more of a multiverse. And then, you know...
Spider-Man just did it well.
Yes.
And I think that's the difference. Like,
well, and I think what it did too is they tugged at your heartstrings in a way because they brought back our other Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
But they had that opportunity. I mean, they did a little bit because you had Xavier, Patrick Stewart, right? Mm-hmm. And the last time we saw him, he was dead.
Well, he's dead in this one too.
Now.
Yeah. And then you had the guy from Inhumans.
Yep. Lockjaw.
That was a horrible...
Or Thunderbolt, I mean,
Thunderbolt,
sorry.
Yeah. That was a horrible show. I watched the whole thing, though.
But I liked Inhumans.
I mean, it wasn't... It's tough. There was a couple things I liked, some things that I really didn't on that. So I thought they could have done it better. But
Yeah. I would have liked more seasons of Inhumans.
I think they could have built on it. I think the problem that they had is they just... They didn't give the first season enough of a chance. It's one of those ones, I think if they would have come back with the second season, they could have built on it. But
I mean, you could have had other X-Men, not even Logan. Like, if you didn't want to drop that yet.
Well, yeah, because they're waiting for Deadpool to drop that.
Well, yeah. But, you know, there's other ones you could have, even Magneto, right? Or have both Professor X show up, Avery and Stewart.
Yeah. Or both, like,
and that could have also tied in Deadpool.
Could have brought in both Mystiques, too.
Yeah. Outside of the makeup, you know who they are. The makeup, though, was done so well on both of them. I mean, you know, I'm sure I could tell them apart, but it wouldn't have got the same.
I just like the outfit.
The women wearing the outfit wasn't bad either.
No, but I mean.
You wouldn't like that outfit on me.
No.
I hope I just ruined your vision.
You did. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to get a boner for like a week. Amber, thanks to you.
So. I'm sure she does. I'll expect my card in the mail.
Yeah. No. I think they could have done a little bit more, but it was fun. But I mean, it's kind of some of those things you see. Like, the other thing I saw, like, the previews coming up was DC and The Flash. But I'm really, the only thing that I get excited about that for is when you see Michael Keaton as Batman again. That, I'm like, great, but the rest of it, I'm like, I don't fucking care.
I already have it in my head that 15 minutes is going to be worth the two-hour movie.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are surprised that they went ahead with it, because there's a lot of freaking...
With the Ezra Miller thing?
A lot of Ezra people are pissed about him. But it's one of those things, like, I told Ben, I said, well, it would be hilarious, and I think I could see James Gunn doing it, is them doing a fucking switcheroo, where all of a sudden they go in there, and all of a sudden, you know... One of the other universes of the Flash is the Flash from the Arrowverse, and they just bloop.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller out, and all of a sudden he takes over the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
I think it would be hilarious. I think and I could see James Gunn doing it just
I think Shazam
to be.
Looks fun. That's another DC one coming.
Yeah, that one does look fun. But I like him. I like the guy.
I was going to say Zachary Levi,
I mean, he's ever since everything.
It's superhero big.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can go wrong with it. It is superhero big. Like, awesome.
It's almost, and it's funny because if you really think about it, it's just, it's Chuck, but with more power.
Yeah. I maybe we just pigeonhole him. Maybe he's not really pigeonholed, but honestly, him playing Kurt Warner was Chuck with athletic ability. Yeah. It was like he flashed the intersect to be a quarterback. Yeah. And, like, you know. Yeah, fantastic. Fuck. I forgot Cocaine Bears this weekend. I'm trying to think if I'm going to have time to get to it.
We Amber's already said, because the second like we saw that announcement, I'm like, that's my spirit animal. We're going.
Yeah. Yeah. Cocaine Bear just sounds like a nickname for an 80s gay guy.
It does. If I was going to be like a freaking, like, if I was in shape and going to work at, you know, whatever that fucking strip club, that would be my name. I would have been, my stripper name would have been Cocaine Bear.
Why be in shape? You can't be a bear and be in shape.
That's true. So I'm going to go fucking
I really
strip.
Thought you were
going to. I'm going to strip right now and become Cocaine Bear.
I really thought you were going to say, if I was a stripper like Andy Vargo, I would be Cocaine Bear.
I didn't see that.
Oh, too much. All right, so the plan next week, we got to get a hold of Kevin.
Yeah.
And
what do we want to, what should we make him do?
I don't know. Fuck, we can bring up anything. I don't know how many just pop culture things we brought up and he has no fucking clue.
Oh, yeah. There's so many times where you say something and then he looks at you with that blank look and you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Look up old fucking pager codes.
I'm just like,
and just put a paper of numbers in front of him. What do these mean? Like, what is it? 143 was I love you.
Yeah. 8008 was boob.
Well, everybody knows that because of calculators.
Well, yeah, because we like boobs.
And boobless.
Yeah. We don't like boobless. We like boobs. We want more boob, not less boob.
All right. Well, pretty fun week.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the 11th. The football game is fun.
I am. I think, like I said, I think I'm. If Amber doesn't want to go, I might get another one and see if Benton wants to go again.
It was like high school football with beer.
Hmm?
It was fun.
It was.
So, all right, guys. Well, hopefully next week we have Kevin back on. We'll mess with him somehow, whether we set up his profile page or whatever we got to do.
We got to do that. That's what we need to do. Find something to distract him while we set up his page.
Does Facebook still have the fucking dating service they had?
I don't know. And I did see he got his Facebook back.
I know, but he already knows it's been hacked. Like, we could restart a page if they still have their dating service.
We could.
So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll fuck with him for sure.
Fun with him.
All right, guys. With all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.